We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Make no provisions for the flesh. I examine myself each day as I live life and interact with people. I'm teaching myself to look at me first and make no provision for the flesh to blame someone else when I miss the mark, when I sin. Yes, I sin. I don't know of anyone who does not sin. Yes, I miss the mark either in my thought life or in some act I perform. My goal each day is to live the best life I can for the cause of Christ. When I was in the world living according to the flesh, I didn't make any excuses. I lived like I wanted. I wanted to live according to my rules with no days off. Can you relate to that? I was committed to doing wrong. I was committed to doing me. Each day I put on sin and I wore it well. Everything fit. I did not make any provision for the Spirit, but God, because of His love for me, used His infinite wisdom and got my attention. Now each day since that encounter with Christ, I have committed myself to the service of the Lord with no excuses and, yes, no days off. Now I make provision for the Spirit. How can we do this? In Romans chapter 13, verse 14, it says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." Do you make provisions for the flesh? The word provision used in this context has the basic meaning of planning ahead or forethought. Most sinful behavior results from wrong ideas and lustful desires that we allow to linger in our minds. These appetites were awakened and fed each time we allowed ourselves to be enticed and drawn away. But if we take the time to appropriately process our thoughts each day and filter them through the Holy Spirit, we will make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. It's a process. Romans chapter 13, verse 14 states, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ." This phrase summarizes sanctification, the continual spiritual process in which we, who have been saved by faith, are transformed into Christ's image and His likeness. Paul uses the image of taking off and putting on clothing, which is symbolic of our thoughts and ideas. By living a life pleasing to God, manifesting in our outward behavior, we give evidence of an inner reality. Each day, take the time to examine yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" Each morning when you rise, get properly dressed and go out into the world to be the best you can be. Today, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Be a witness. You can do it. Remember, it's a process. We are in this together. We make up the body of Christ. We need each other. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.